Canmore. If the month of November was a piece of paper, the Canmore Eagles would crumple it into a ball, ignite a match to it, and burn all evidence of its existence. It was one of those months for the local Junior A club, which played to a 2-7 record. The only team that had it worse than the Eagles was the Black Falls Bulldogs, which had its only two victories against Canmore. An unfavorable schedule started off the month. The Eagles played four of the league's top six teams that sparked a season-worst seven-game losing streak. The cherry on top was the roster being stretched thin due to injuries. When asked if the team is looking forward to December, Eagles head coach and general manager Andrew Milne answered, "Yes," before the question was finished. Looking at the schedule at the beginning of the year, we knew November was going to be a challenge. We knew it was going to be hard, said Milne. Not only just from the schedule, but it's that time of year when everyone gets banged up and injuries. Historically, the November hump has become a mountain to climb for the local club. Except for the 2020-21 COVID season, when the team went 2-0, the last time the Eagles posted a winning record in November was 2015-16. Not even the momentum of their best October in 5 years, 7-2-1-2, could push the banged-up Eagles forward. Canmore ended the month with a victory Sunday, November 27, a 5-1 smackdown over the visiting Drayton Valley Thunder. Captain Vinny Scott scored and had two assists, Caden Smith scored twice, Riley DeCowney and Ryan Nolan each had one goal, and Owen Jones had three helpers. Goaltender Andre Proctor Ramirez kicked aside 26 shots in the win. As the month comes to an end, two new faces have joined the flock. Earlier this week, the Eagles signed Tanner Gould, a 17-year-old forward who was recently released by the Prince Albert Raiders. The last 37 games he's played were in the WHL. And last week, Canmore traded Mason Bukert to the LaRonge Ice Wolves for Hunter Bergeson. The newly acquired 18-year-old forward picked up a pair of assists in his first two games in town. "I was pretty pumped when Canmore called and I get the same chance here as I did there," Bergeson said. "I think it's just a matter of finding the best spot and I think Canmore is a pretty good fit so far." The Eagles go on the road for 5 games to start December. Their upcoming game is against the defending champions Brooks Bandits, Friday, December 2. On December 16, the Eagles return to the Nest against the Calgary Canucks.